This is The World. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Katie Clark. The protest movement in Syria has crossed a threshold. Increasing numbers of Syrians are no longer seeking just reforms. They want the downfall of the government. Today, tens of thousands of Syrians took to the streets. They called for an end to President Bashar al-Assad's 11-year rule. But security forces fired on the demonstrators, and opposition activists say that more than 70 people were killed. Amateur video posted on the internet today appeared to show protesters in the central city of Homs. We reached one of them there this afternoon. He told The World's Lisa Mullins that he saw people being shot.
Today, my heart was broken. Every time we tried to gather ourselves, they attack with bullets. And we ran away. We tried to come back. We ran away. We tried to come back. Three times we did this, and we couldn't manage. 10 of Syria's youngest people were dead. The latest is 11-year-old boy in the chest. You cannot imagine how furious I am.
This happened today, that the 11-year-old was shot in the area where you were?
Yes. In Baba Amr, which is 12 kilometers away from the city center of Homs, bodies and injured are thrown in the street or left in the road without being helped. Nobody can approach them. Anybody who will be approached or come near them will be shot. Either they take him to their public hospital or they take it to the military hospital. The injured will be left there, and we know that injured are left there and being tortured till they got dead. I went to every hospital and I've seen the army. They shot me. They asked me for my ID. I managed to give them an excuse that I was just looking for food. My family, my little kid was with me. He started crying. They took my ID. They took my car registration number, and then they let me off.
And what else did you see, though, when you went out around to the hospitals?
Every hospital in Homs is surrounded with the military and the Secret Service.
So give me just briefly the chronology of what happened today.
After we had Friday pray, we went out and we start looking for people who would like to go with us. We start walking for nearly 5 minutes when everything start flying around us, all bullets, live bullets. I don't know how I managed to run away and how I managed to escape. I don't know.
When the security forces shoot, are they shooting to scare or shooting to kill?
No, they are shooting to kill straight away. Heads, chests, necks, through the neck. No, to kill.
What's next? I don't know if you see yourself making any headway or not.
We love our country and we try to gather ourselves through internet, through media, etc. The mobile phones, 90% of it has been tapped. So we cannot use mobile phones. Some of the area, the mobile phones has been cut.
Where could this end?
It will end after one thing, that all our legal points that we are asking for has been accepted. All political prisoners has to be taken out. Get them out of jails now. We want our law to be free of the government. We want equality. We want freedom of rights. We want a clear living life for our children. We have suffered enough. It's enough.
That Syrian activist spoke with Lisa Mullins this afternoon from Homs. He asked that we not use his name.